I've been cleaning windows for a relatively long time, about 2, 3 years. And never in my 2 or 3 years have I ever felt this frustrated with my job. Now, given the fact that, yeah, it took me a while to overcome my fear of heights, but eventually I got there. But no, that's not the thing that's been frustrating me, you see. Well, ever since you moved in, well, it's made things a little bit more challenging, to say the least. 'Cause every morning that I clean the windows of this apartment complex, I just can't help but make it to that third floor and just get constantly distracted by seeing you naked. Yeah, I have seen you naked. And honestly, it's not doing me any favors for me whatsoever. Whenever you just come out of that bathroom soaking wet from that shower, your body just glistening with all that. I'm sorry, I'm getting distracted again. What was I saying? Oh yeah. You have very much made my job even more challenging and even more distracting. I get more distracted with you just coming out of the bathroom just naked and just seeing those little droplets of water on your body, and I'm just like, I can't keep it together anymore. I just can't. And, what am I getting at? Yes. Like I said, ever since you've moved here, you made my job very, very dangerous because I've already mentioned I overcome my fear of heights, but that's not the point. That is not the point. Nope. What I am trying to say is, every time I catch a glimpse of you coming into the room and just sneaking a peek in your window, just coming out of the bathroom without a towel. Really, dude? Really? And then having the decency to bend over so I can see your ass. I don't know about you, mister, but I get the sense that you're teasing me. I know it. I know for a fact you must be teasing me. 'Cause every time I would come to that third floor to wash your windows, you would always come out and just get naked. Whether it's you coming in from work or whether it's you just getting out of the shower. I mean, I forgot to mention, yeah, I do clean the windows 2 times a day. Yeah, 'cause a window washer's job is never done, is it? No. But no, that's not the point. That is not the point. And I'm already digressing myself anyway. You, mister, have made. Oh God, I've already mentioned that already. But yes, you would come out of the bathroom just dripping wet from your gloriously hot shower, which is as hot as you. Just ignore I said that. But anyway, yes, you're hot. Okay, but yeah. Like I said, I think you're just doing all this to get a rise out of me, to get distracted, and maybe just getting distracted to the point where I fall to my death. But no, that's I take that back. I take all of that back, all of it. But you are really making this job hard for me. And by hard, I mean nothing that I have. No. Well, I wish, but well, who can blame me? Looking at your ass, it just makes me feel like it makes me feel like it would just look so perfect with something just sliding deep inside it. I'm sorry. I'm thinking out loud again. Am I? I'm really, really sorry about that. No, I'm not sorry. I am not fucking sorry. Because you've teased me long enough, mister. You have. And I'm thinking of ditching these ratty overall jeans and just ditching this ratty little t-shirt and just dress up in my dommiest, most leather-clad outfit and coming over with a fucking strap-on and a ball gag. Just to show you how much I've had enough of your teasing me every time I clean the fucking windows. And cleaning your windows, to say the least. But no, I think you're just doing that so I could just come over later that night and just give you a what for. Yeah. I bet that ass you keep on flashing me is just begging for a spanking, isn't it? You've been such a naughty tease for me, haven't you? And not to mention, you started touching yourself every time I clean your windows, and I don't know if you noticed, but I take my time extra slow to clean the windows. Just taking my little squeegee and just slowly sliding across it. And then just wiping the window clear to see you stroking your cock. And if I'm lucky, I get to see a chance of you just fingering your ass while you stroke your cock for me. It's like you're doing this all to give me a show. Because you're a dirty little exhibitionist, aren't you? Oh, I bet. I bet. And I bet hearing you. I bet. Yeah. I'm sorry, where was I? Yes, but I bet. You hearing me tell you all this, and telling you what I am going to do with that teasing little ass of yours, the next time you tease me like that every time I wash your windows, you're gonna get the fucking of your life, pal. Oh, is that what you were looking for too? Because I know, because I bet just catching little glimpses of your eyes, just seeing the look in them. Oh, it was just like you were wanting me to just break through that window and take you right away. Just breaking through that window, do a Spider-Man and just break through that window and just tear off all your clothes, or maybe just jump you right there on the bed and just fucking ride you all the way to New York fucking City. I bet that's what you were hoping to happen the whole time I was washing your windows, huh? Well, tonight I'm gonna be a little bit bold, and you better have that cock and that ass ready for me when I come by. And trust me, there won't be any window washing when I come over.